Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. And I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it
will. Okay, another day, and here we are. The world is still bearing with us, and I have to resolve to myself what I am convinced about in my reading and finding of what have I been told by reading? What kind of person I am supposed to be? And it is very consoling when we will be blessed when we accept the provision of life given to us, because everything is given to us, correct? Yes. But what is wrong with the human world right now is something that is tenable. You can't be helping the evil. To me, I do not see any way at all why the human world continue to live on the way it is. When I was a believer in the Bible, I didn't know anything else. As miserable as that life experience was and is for anybody who believes in church dogma, it is a miserable thing. I mean, the believer is not going to see it as something violent, as something that is inhumane, something that is, first of all, not civilized. The church is not civilized. And who is comfortable with it? The people who are brainwashed, maybe from in their mother's womb, don't know no better. I think of how long I am on the radio and talking to people. And the earlier years that I'm on the radio, which is like about some 6 years or so, you know, either here or over there. At first, say 6 years ago, I was at a level of growth in understanding what the Bible is about. And clearly, I used to learn some things, let's say, from the political publishing, what people have to say, as it may relate to, you know, Christianity is talked about in a very abstracted way. And people only get to know certain things about Christianity and the church. People you meet upon day by day, and they say they are Christian. It was always taken, until today, seriously, that you are endowed with a divine spirit when you're Christian. That's the concept that is fed to people, you know, the Holy Ghost and all that. Then I began to discover some things, because there are a lot of things that anybody who is thinking about the Bible and the life of Christianity as a whole, I can tell you that some things that I pointed out in the Bible, certain people, okay, yes, as I said, some things did affect some people. And I went on, and people, it appears to me, looking back in hindsight, some people take an interest in what I have to say. Now, because what I began to to say was information. Some people who are on the edge of querying Christianity and maybe have doubt in themselves, you know, they were okay with what I'm saying. However, what I was saying was quite a bit down the road now from where I am at today with what I have found over these few years. Because there was a much deeper depth to the issue that I was concerned with and what I was talking about in those years gone by. Where am I now with understanding history and the Bible is a very, you know, it's the right, it is the, I am at the right stage and I am not done yet in climbing, right? What I discover is that the world is not, you know, the world is a civilized world where we have commercial things and we have a lot of societal thing going on. History, if you think of our existence and in our time, think of what life was before AD and Adamani. Time goes by. People in general lose their, what you call it now, your progressive sense. You know, you grow out a lot of things and forget them. Certain things don't become important to you anymore. And then the essence of civilization is lost. So you become adapted to what the white people then make up and say it's life. But they can't tell you that it is civilization. And neither can they prove that they are civilized. Because I am telling you right now for a fact, put the history and the Bible together, you cannot find any place that tells you white people are civilized. How did they come to take the role of civility? Like government? Something gone wrong, can't you see? So what I have to say today is far away from what I used to say 6 years ago. Because the depth of uncivilized darkness, I mean, it's deep. Very, very deep. And I can look back now and see my younger adult days coming on. The way I used to think, now I can compare what I used to think to what I, to how I am thinking today. How I felt back there, opposed to how I feel today. And I can understand that I was, you know, very far away from understanding what the civilized world is. And all the things that we are interested in, all the things that we are doing, like going back in the years gone by, we are doing it because that's all we know. Because guess what? We're not even reading to find out what we should see, what we should understand, because we don't know. We're not interested in that. We think reality is basically exactly what we are doing. There is no other way to handle life except the way, you know, everybody is going. But it's just not true. We have a history that tells us exactly what our life is, how we come about, you know, how the first humankind came about, which were not civilized humans, right? That we supposed to know. Because if we don't know about the first human that was not civilized, ape, humanoid, right? If we don't know that, we're not going to know much of what is left to be known. If you don't understand the uncivilized human existence, are you going to understand the civilized one? Because you have to be able to distinguish between the uncivilized dimension of time when it comes to human existence. We need to understand that. Because if I ask you, when did civilization come about? You should be able to tell me. Now, I want someone to call me and tell me. I want you to call me. Because look, it is because we don't read and we don't find out why we are going on the way we do. I wish I could say it in, you know, maybe another way for, let's say, if somebody out there don't understand what I'm saying, where I'm coming from. Where I'm coming from is similar to how we were born. And at the time of our birth, we didn't know anything about it. That's basically where I'm coming from. It's like what I am saying. If we don't understand where we're coming from, then where are we going? So that we can tell someone, it's the reason why I'm going like this. We don't have a clue, right? We don't have a clue. And then we get to we suffer from such an atrophy. Just a second.
What do you mean? I don't know about that.
I'm sorry. Okay. But what I'm saying here is that it's a hard thing to get out of the world that we born and raised up in, because it is called AD Anadamani. It's bad to be raised up in foolishness on with a brain that is brand new, waiting to be programmed with some information. And when with that type of mind, you grow gradually with people around you and they don't have a clue about what to tell you besides, hey, baby, yeah, that kind of thing, you know, like trying to make the baby feel good. Whole bunch of nonsense. You see, and the guardian or parent, they weren't taught anything how to rear a child up. You see, one thing they know for sure, we know to cuddle up at night and make babies. You know, I mean, and we don't need to know about A, B, C, D. EFG. We don't have to know none of that because nature teaches you how to have sex. But The way nature teaches you to have sex, and you do know to have sex, is not the same as teaching you how to grow up that child in the academic sense, prudent sense. You don't know nothing about that. So you're going to, teach this baby to grow up on a whole bunch of inferences, assumptions, and just don't know the right thing kind of a state of mind. That's what the child is going to grow up into, because you never read anything at all that come from history where people already gone through this type of parenting. You don't read anything to be a mother. You don't read anything about the past to kind of know what to really teach a child from what you should teach. You don't know none of that. So this whole bunch of church evangelism and their rhetoric, that's all you're going to know to affect your child, when you should know something from the ancestors of the past. But when you grow up under this era here that we are in, AD Anno Domini, all you know is carry your church, carry your child, but christen it a church. That's not civilized. It's white people stuff, that. You see, and white people not coming from a civilized beginning. Remember, 3.5 million years that they've evolved long ago, and they were not like you see them today, talking and look like human beings. So today, you know, I'm saying to you, it is hard. It is hard when your mind gets fixed to be one way, and let's say you grow up and begin to read and you get confused because you read the Bible and you believe everything that it says about Genesis creation story, Adam and Eve in a garden and stuff like that. You believe it. You don't have anything inside of you that can make you bias against what you read, because you don't have that in your system, in your brain. You see what I mean? So to grow up in a society where they teach you to go to church, it better that it puts you to go live with some pigs than tell you about to go to church. Because maybe, you know, you probably learn something better from the pig than from white people. People teach us is something to keep us a lower level human. That's what the Bible is. You may think that it's to uplift you. When they tell you, when white people tell you about for God so loved the world, they mean for God so hate the world. If there is any God at all that they're talking about, that's what they mean. Because white people don't mean African people no good. No good whatsoever. And you know, it is such a devastating thing. And like I said, we have atrophy. We heb. And our brain is not really telling us the civilized knowledge of things. That's not what the Bible is telling us. But how comfortable a lot of people are with the Bible. The world is a textbook, and I'll show you where these white people are coming from, just as I could tell you where we are coming from. There are two different types of human beings. They are the uncivilized people, and they are the civilized. And why? Because we come from two different species. When I say species to some people, they don't know what I'm talking about. But if you know that your body has a lot of blood vessels and you have a lot of blood in your body, the amount of body, if you were to get a serious cut, the amount of blood that can come out of you, full up big bucket or something like that, you would know that you have so much blood inside your system. But the reason why we are able to go about and do all kind of, hard jobs and stuff like that, the blood that we have inside of us. But I'm talking about now from an energy point of view. But then touch the kind of thinking that we are to do, and all the thinking we're going to do, it's going to affect the blood that is inside of our bodies. Because guess what? It's not just a watery a fluid that blood is. It is a watery kind of fluid, but when you do a blood work, and most younger people don't start doing blood work yet. Because young people wouldn't have any real need to do no blood work to see what your blood is going on with. But when you grow up older and you basically do a lot of things to put your body and your blood into the worst shape or bad shape, and you need to start taking maybe medication or go on a diet and stuff like that, your blood, when they do a blood screening on you, let's say for us people who are on, retirement and on Medicare and all that kind of stuff, you have to go in every quarter and do a blood work. And that blood work, you do it, and a few later, day or two later, that stuff is ready for you to like go sit with your doctor and find out the condition of your health, right? Which is, they have to get that from your blood. You know, all your organs and everything like that is going to come out and they print it out, and then the doctor go over it and show you all of the numbers. All these information is coming out. You see what I mean? From that blood work, it affects everything that you don't be concerned about. You eat all right, you drink all right, you run and do whatever all right, but when you have some irregularities going on in your blood, you start to feel some different kind of way, and you need the doctor to like explain to you. The doctor is going to look at the reading of your blood that is flowing around in your body. They're going to get that fluid, and they use all your urine as well, some readings in your urine that they, every now and then, they take a cup of urine from you and will tell you what's going on, although that's kind of related to just urine and certain effects that the doctor would look forward to see that part of your health, okay, with your urine. So the urine fluid has reading to tell about your health and your blood. You see, so you're out there doing all kind of stuff, behaving all kind of way and mistreating yourself, and especially with your diet, and once the parts of your body that are affected with your blood, you're eating and don't care what you eat and stuff like that, and pretty soon you're going to find out that a reading is going to come up and tell you you're not to eat that, or how much of that you are to eat. My friends, what I'm trying to tell you is this. There is something over our heads that we are not paying any attention to, and it's the human life as a whole. We have a mouth, we have teeth, right? And we have tongue. Well, the tongue is for talking. It's for more than talking. There are more things that some people use their tongue to kiss, right? But your tongue is doing a lot of work, you know, in your mouth, especially when you're eating. Your tongue is doing a whole lot of work when you're putting stuff in your mouth and chewing and, you know, I mean, push this side over the other side and make everything chew up good, my friends. What I am talking about is the first humans that come on the planet Earth is the hominid, ape-like primates. That is the first type of human being, regardless of what you see today as human people. The first, because there were none before. So when you're reading the Bible about Adam and Eve in a garden, what you believe in is not true. Because none of what they are saying in the Bible will ever turn out to be true when you go and do a blood work and see what it reads and know you have a good sense of your body. I mean, the Bible has nothing to tell you about that. And the Bible story about the way we were created in a garden of Eden and God blew up dust and make Adam and Eve, that is 100% a lie. A lie. And the barrier that this lie telling us is going to affect us until we are dead. When we grow up and believe those things, and we don't subscribe to nothing else, if anybody were to tell you that you believe and you have a conviction in something that is uncivilized, now you're going to cut off those people out of your life because you think they want to get Jesus and God out of your life, which is the only good thing you know. But the point is, Jesus never existed. The God what I'm talking about in our Bible that begot Jesus Christ, he tell you in the Bible, that's why you got to read and understand what you're reading. God is a spirit. St. John 4:24. God is a spirit, and they worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So now you have, as it were, think and maneuver yourself to what you're thinking, right? What you think is good, you're going to maneuver to the good, okay? So the thing is, now, when all of these things that get you adjusting your self, your will and intent to all those foolishness that you grow up and learn, how do you think it's going to just come out of you like that? When it permeates your blood system and your desire and your intent, it permeates you. This Bible thing that we believe in and think that it is, you know, God, there's no God into that. So it's difficult for you to get out of that. Now, why the church is full up of all churches then, if that thing is not no good? Well, you know what? The church has been around long before we were born. Go back like 2,000 years. Which of us today know much about what went on 2,000 years ago? When you're reading your Bible and it is telling you about what went on in Jerusalem, in Palestine, when you read that, how much do you retain? And right now you are following the knowledge of what you read in the Bible today, according to what the Bible said yesterday was. Because the thing that is being taught to us today, it comes from our ancestors of the past, right? That's the way we are taught. Because it is the God that created us and stuff like that, right? And when the church is teaching us, it is teaching us what God inspired people 2,000 years ago to say. And they're telling you about Jews and Gentiles and all that. And Jesus was a Jew. And his people, who are obviously are the African, you know, African ethnic people, or they have a way to call us the black people or something like that. Once we get the white people to penetrate us and twist up creation story in Genesis, you are doomed. You are just doomed. Because what? You grow up in a district where that's all they know. Ain't nobody that read the Bible and can tell you, say, you know, this Bible has some inconsistency in there. So like Matthew 2, you know, so like St. John 6, 15, so as Matthew 10, 34, and stuff like that, and tell you, St. John 17, you know, 1, 2, 5, you know, and tell you why. You don't have nobody, because everybody read the Bible and do one ignorant thing, and that is believe it. From there on, your mind is blocked. And there are some neurological problems that if you take a test from these neurological doctors, they'll find out problem with you that you didn't know exists. And but when they read it out and explain to you, you'll probably look back and find out that, oh yeah, you remember certain ways and action that you produce, and they are able to tell you that you have some problems in your brain because of the things that you are taught, and they were wrong, and you behave yourself in that way, dysfunctional, and you think it's all right because most people in the world out there behave like you too, and you don't know that both you and them need a purge, a brain purge. Okay? Who do it? We don't read to know where people, like I said, the first hominid humans, were not civilized. And it is very clear when you read history that hominid will never be civilized. They have never been civilized. But what happened when the hominid is going to do something down the road to change all of that? It's what happened in the world. So that today, it's difficult for the African people and having children over the past 2,000 years are so foolish and unproductive and lacking administration of government. Because today, my friends, if you're African, it doesn't matter how well you're doing, you know, with a job and stuff like that. What I'm saying is different from you doing well, making, you know, some money. It has to do with your political sense, what I'm talking about. What is your political sense? When you read history, not the Bible, because the Bible is not a history book. So right now, you have to ignore what you believe about the Bible, because the Bible is for people who believe and not people who want to have sense. Knowledge, I mean. The Bible don't cater to people who are well groomed by a prehistory knowledge. You have to have a pre-history knowledge in order to have a good sense of what life is really all about, because real history is not lying to you. Real history is telling you about your ancestry. The Bible is going to tell you about Jesus, but if you go into history, it's not going to tell you nothing about Jesus. Neither will you find anything in line with prehistory, certified prehistory, academic history that tell you a record of things, and not a Bible that is telling you of no record but of things that has nowhere for you to find it. Okay? So everything we are as Christians is something that comes from a book like the Bible that has absolutely no civilized outline for your life, how you were born and how you come to be who you are. You're not going to get none out of the Bible, because what we have been taught from the Bible is taught to us at a time when we are not capable of knowing that what they're telling us is foolishness. Because like I say, the whole thing coming from the Bible is like 2,000 or more years ago, and about prophet. And I can show you the greatest prophecy in the Bible that's supposed to be fulfilled, that gives us grounds to be Christian. I'm sorry to tell you, but it's not fulfilled yet. What scripture that do you think I'm talking about? Because it cannot be true. As far as you're concerned, believing something that don't exist. Now, it took me over, you know, half a century to find out these things that I'm telling you. So I'm talking about going from a record in history that tells us about the past to a Bible that these white people make up in our time, right? And say 2,000 or more years in the past. And here we are today being controlled by that type of socialized thinking that did not come from the history of record. They compile a Bible called anthology. Yeah, I think that's what it is. Anthology. Many authors contribute to the anthology. My friends, the biblical anthology started out with the lies about Adam and Eve in a garden. And if you were reading well, you would find out that something is wrong with the entire story about Adam and Eve in a garden. You know that? But you believe it. They get it into our blood and it's hard to come out. It's hard to come out of our blood, because that's the entire realm of your belief system. It's gone into your genome. You see, not unless you get some serious vibes in your brain that start telling you something positive, and you spend time and adhere to what is coming out of your brain. Because your brain, you know, is what develop your entire body, you know. And you may not know that there are voices and, you know, characters within you that will teach you if you behave yourself. Your brain is not going to help you if you cannot be controlled. You have to submit yourself to what the brain has to teach you. So what I'm saying is that now we are in a situation in an age where we come up, and the first thing we become aware of is Christmas, Easter, and the story of Jesus. and the rest of the trimmings. That's all we know. So we take pride into what we know as the best thing to think about. The Bible man and Jesus man and his father who beget him. But the Bible don't make any attempt to explain the nature of God and why God is a spirit and he's a man at the same time. You think a spirit like the one in the Bible that, according to them, sometimes people can see God, but other times people can't see God. You know, and sometimes they say, no man no see God, but they forget what they're saying. You can't say two things contradictory to the same thing. See what I mean? So this, once somebody gets you into a state of mind where they can lie to you about the same thing, it means that something gone bad with your brain, in, you know, your innard, the innard part of your brain. You cannot execute proper administration of the good and bad things that you deal with every day. Somebody got your mind so confused. And it's not that you're going to go out there and pick up trash, but there are a lot of critical ways in which your mind can be undermined. And you don't know. You do not know. Christmas and Easter is all over the world. And even Santa Claus. And it gets so bad that these sodomite white people, where are they coming from? Remember, they are the first hominid, right? Never civilized. And still not civilized today. But why do they look like humans and talk like humans? Why? There's a lot of things wrong. And who is it that support the church? It is them. Can't you see that? Not even Africa, with about some 54 countries. So much administrative people in Africa. And they don't, the entire African, communal countries, they don't care about the historic Africa and kingship. You know, when I think of that, these faggot white people coming to Africa about some 457 years ago and eventually kicked out about 12 million native African people and full it up of their sodomite faggot people. These white people are not supposed to come close. Because even the Bible that they wrote shows that 2,000 years ago, there were Jews and Gentiles. Who were the Gentiles? It was them. Look in the Bible, good. The white people were Gentiles 2,000 years ago, right? We can't have all these old bunch of filth into our heads that they write in the Bible. And because it happened so long ago, we don't have much knowledge to, you know, to like examine the message and the information that we are believing. And we believe them when we didn't have any type of let's say, academic concern about what we are being taught. We think we are just to believe everything we being taught, right? When that's not the case, but show you how vulnerable we are when we are raised up into this social situation. You will eat anything. When somebody make you too hungry, yeah, well, this is what happened. We need information, and we need people who we think know something to teach us. Imagine when you are going to a Jehovah's Witness assembly, they are doing the children a pedophile. But they keep the weakness institution like they're pure Christian, right? But that's not the case. They're covering up what the preachers that they have are doing in the meantime and make it they keep it from coming out. Whilst they holding up a front like, oh, you know, they are people who are about the Lord Jesus and all that stuff, right? When the character that they are defending is a sodomite character. Jesus is 100% a sodomite character that never exists. But they fix it up like, yeah, this is somebody that did exist. And guess what? So we might turn upside down. We don't know when they are up from when they are down. They're talking all these old bunch of shit. And we think it's not shit. We think it's, you know, we're going to go to heaven on this stuff, yeah. Not Nagasa. Nothing don't go like that. That's not the real world that we have been given to live in. Civilized people. These white people are not civilized. And it's the reason why they have all these shit. They are shitting in a Bible. In the Bible. Okay, you would wonder, I mean, what's wrong with me? It's not what's wrong with me. It's what's wrong with you and believing this nonsense in the Bible. That's what's wrong with you. Like, it was wrong with me. I didn't know until I start to read. These white people, why it is such an outcry? It is because they were never civilized from the originate, evolutionary. They were not civilized. They were ape-like. They're primates. And until their people died out, their species died out, they're still not civilized. But they did something. The subgroup for the hominid, they did something. The Homo erectus did something in history that we are supposed to know. But they begin to guard that whole bunch of shit from way before we were born. And a lot of our ancestry adapt to believing it because some of them, they kill to accept it. They even make their shittery AD law and begin to kill our people to take away everything they have. It's there recorded until this day, but we turned fool long before we could realize what's happening. You see what I mean? And right here on this radio, they've been tuning out a lot of the things that I am saying. Because they don't want people to know. But I can tell you this. Go back to the people who have been listening to me. Because I progress in my interest to read and to find out more things. Because I know where I'm at. I am like coming from the tail of the stream of information. And coming up to the head of the academic information. So it's not like I started at the beginning, at the head. No, because we are taught this whole bunch of foolishness. So whenever we are going to discover that something is wrong, we have to start from the bottom and come up. When we find out that, okay, it's nonsense, then we know to go back up, we go up to the top, right? And, well, once we reach the top, we reach the top. We're not going around and go back where we come from. Well, this is what is happening. It has to be that these things happen to people who have fallen and must get up. You see what I mean? Because if we can't get up and realize that the Bible is not a civilized book, it doesn't matter what is in there civilized, but it's an anthology book. And not just one author expressing thoughts there is a whole bunch of contributors, right? So unless we are going to find out that the Bible has nothing to do with no Adam and Eve in a garden, nothing whatsoever. And first of all, white people have absolutely no legal jurisdiction over the African people. When they're talking about law and stuff like that, they don't have any sense of law to begin with. White people do not. So how they come now to look like us and stuff is something that is the information we supposed to know. Because if we don't get knowledge that AD and Adamani don't come from no vein of civility, none whatsoever. America presidency, shit all around. If you know what the Inquisition is, you wouldn't be alarmed at what I'm saying. When I'm telling you the presidency of what they call United States is shit all around. Who are the criminals? Them. The presidency. Okay, so all of the little subsidies that you're getting, you know, is fixed this way. Because where is Africa to rule the world? The sea and the land. We don't see nothing of Africa. Will something happen? There's something there for us to find out. But like I say, our minds are so deformed with the kind of information that they put in there. There's nothing that is able to force that nonsense out. It's going to take an abrasive pursue information that is able to purge out foolishness out of your head. And that means you have to be very sober to do that. Okay? So what I have to say to you now is that nowadays, there's hardly anybody that wants to come up and have a say. Very, very seldom somebody come along and have something to say pertaining to what is civilization or what they perceive to be civilization. Very few people. And especially when it comes to going to the top of civilization knowledge, it gets real serious. It gets real serious. And for people who are stuck at the bottom with all these church type of things, and it is, you know, the God that they tell you about in the Bible, you think that is real God, and you don't have no other information, no history. You don't care about history because you think the Bible is the real thing and God is in the earth. Nobody's going to turn your back from that. And that's why it's a lot of people going to perish. A lot of people are going to perish. Inasmuch as what I'm saying, I get to know because I develop a mind to know the reality of the civilized world. And it becomes easy now for me when I know who came first in the world is the textbook. If you understand what I'm saying. If you don't know who come first in the human chain on earth, I can tell you, it doesn't. You can go there and learn physics and learn all kind of science. And you will be brilliant in it, and you will be maybe be worldwide renowned scholar. But that's a different thing from what I'm talking about. You see, just as how you read documents that belongs to your field of education, why don't you, when you read the Bible, find out contradictions when it's not just one or two in there. It's a whole lot. And when you start to read Genesis creation story, the first page is you're reading is a lie. The first verse you start to read is a lie. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. That is a lie. They water everything down from what they know is the truth. Because when they're talking about God, these are people, white people, European people, that learn to read and write after they committed violent crossbreeding with our species. And just as it were, destroy our species. Because there's hardly anybody into the hybrid hybrid ethnic group that can tell you anything at all about how we were created and become hybrid. There's hardly anybody who know that. And that is the fact. And these white people are reading, are writing about that same subject and turn it off into something else. And that's how they say they make another world, a different world that works with the civilized world. Because you know what the civilized world have? The civilized world has everything with knowledge. The only thing the white people species, the hominid, had was making stone tool. So you would understand if they're making stone tool, they have to have some knowledge how to do it. Like birds do stuff. And they have certain knowledge how to negotiate what they do. They have certain sense. That's the way these white people were before they did things to modernize who they were. Construct themselves biologically by behaving in sexual ways and create havoc into the species, because what they did was destroy the sapien subgroup. Two subgroups with their corrupt sexual interference. That's what they did. And they do it and put us into a slow walls, mental walls, that we don't know that they do anything. Because we holding Bible and reading Bible that is telling us, you know, about what the God in the Bible did and all that. And that God is not a God at all. You see, and Jesus with 12 disciples. Story in the Bible about Jesus and 12 disciples is a code that these white people, and I can tell you that, these white people are so cunning, reading and writing and understanding certain information until, I'm telling you, they're good enough to mess up everything for us. They're that clever. And they will take your drawers off of you and make you and justify why they're taking it off of you. In some cases, they don't have to justify you. They just take it. Take it off. And then the next thing, they are going for your honors. Fuck you. That's what they are all about. These white people are only over time shifting their mileposts, moving their mileposts. While they are moving, they are shape-shifting, you see, to look like us. They do the initial thing, to have talking baby, and then they began to talk now. You don't see no dummy You don't see no dummy, hominid, who can talk like human being now. All of them now, they manage to develop, you know, a culture. So now, they say 100,000 years ago, go back 100,000 years ago and find out, did white people wear cotton, cloth? Did they wear clothes 100,000 years ago? No, they did not. White people didn't know what clothes fabric was. Okay? Now, whether or not you're going to hear this over the wavelength, I don't know. But, hey, the truth is the truth. And instead of them cutting off what I am writing, they do it like Twitter. They do something similar to me. You see? And they claim they are a legal system and everything like that. But why don't they don't follow the law, their own law? Because they open up a social network and people join and, you know, use the system. They make money off of it, though they don't charge you to join, right? But they're making a lot of money off. All right. So now, they are treating us, African, whatever way they want to treat us, and treat us like, oh, we don't no longer have claim. This is how these white people treat the African people now. They treat us like we don't have any claim to anywhere. Do you know that? No, where they get that kind of power from? And nobody is questioning them. They don't come from no civilized end with it. And our world is full of a government that is called kingship. Yeah. And kings that write laws, and whereas nobody was on earth to start doing evil things when the gods created the hybrid people, there was no human being to do nothing wrong. But as soon as these white people or Homo erectus find a way to go interbreed other people that they're not supposed to be with, they created a medium for thieves to roam the world and do the worst thing. And that's what they're doing right now today. When you talk about the United States and power, what you call it, power. You see, world power, ballistic bombs and stuff like that. Yeah, that's what they want. And that's what they know the world is scared of, is what they have. So you're going to keep quiet and AD Anno Domini in the year of our Lord. That's all that matters. That's what you must obey. And talk about they are the law of the land. You know what? In all fairness and with every respect, they will not come here and tell me that. No, and I am like what do you call it, John the Baptist in the wilderness? I am a lonely bird, you know, chirping, you see? And everybody run, not everybody, because I can't insult the people who don't follow the trail down there. There are people who are there, you know, that are doing the best that they know. But I'm telling you that the truth is stronger than a bomb. You know, you can blast down everything with a bomb. But I tell you something. The bomb will not do anything to the living people who will live on and cherish the knowledge of civilization. These white people are not about civilization. You see what I mean? They're about something else. And why they seek to dumb down the African people is because they know they have discovered something, and they are forever. They have the highest aim that the white people have is to spread their sodomy. They want sodomy to spread all over the world. That's what they're about. even though you don't see them in certain way trying to do it, but they are doing it subtly, because what is the Bible doing in our territory? Why do we have Bible in our territory? They cannot tell you why. All the things they write about us, these fucking white people, they cannot explain why. Why they write those things about us and not about themselves. Cannot tell you that. And they won't have anybody tell them that until somebody is given an inspiration to say it. You see? And then let them go and piss up themselves, because there is, look, nothing else for them to do. You see what I mean? They'll start looking like Trump when all of his tricks, you know, I mean, got out of the bag. He doesn't have anything else to do. That's the way their end is going to be, because what they come here and tell us that we no longer lay claim to anything we have. So my friends, here's a little tune. I will be right back.
The falling leaves drift by the window, the autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to
uncivilized European people would have the kind of thinking with their mindset on a people that is not like them and decide that they are going to invade and kill us and take what we want, take what they want. And they want us to not have anything. And whatever we're going to have, they are going to be the one to give it to us. Now, I can tell you, just deal with America alone. Who, let's say, America has been here how long? Ever since the earth was formed, right? All right. And the first set of human beings, who are they? The white people. To their hominid species. Right? Right. That's all there is to that. The world is the textbook. Bear witness. So then, since they are in Europe 1.5 million years ago, where did they go and try to settle? Some of them were in Asia, right? And Eurasia, right? And other places. And all I can read about where they go and, you know, have their time is on some steppes that don't have any kind of a dwelling, nothing at all, because they only make some tools. They don't, not even like the birds that can put two twigs together and make up anything. It doesn't say that. It just does not say that. Okay? Now, my point is, America, just talking about America now, okay? These white people come and settled America? No, just flat, no. None of that. And how long they are in Europe? 1.5 million years ago, where there were no other human at all present. So you're talking about when the time came for the gods Elohim to create the hybrid people. One hundred thousand years went by when they were first created in South Africa. And in the second beginning, 100,000 years ago now, that would make 200,000 years since we are existing. While some of us left Africa and exit out to the outside world, like in the Western world and so forth, that was the time these honest fucking white people raped our ancestors. Both the Neanderthals and the wise sapiens. So between the two subgroups, they got their biological changes occurred. And by the time they're done with the Neanderthals, they turn on those who were leaving Africa. This is not the Neanderthals now. This is the hybrid that speak, have language, and everything for civilization. Yes. That's where they get their lucky break to lose their monkey face, and now they have the brilliance of civilized people. They were the second set of people that able to talk. And that was the way that it came about. You see, they don't need to turn my mic off. They need to make the world hear it and come out and talk their truth. Because all I'm doing is talking our truth. Okay? And the liberty is for them. They have law and everything like that to demand what they want. Use the law to demand what you want. Don't stay out there and cutting off my mic while you're still taking my money to run this time of the show. And you're stealing my contribution. That's how fucking nasty these white people are. Black Talk Radio. Okay? Because they don't look at us like we are anybody, come from anywhere, that we were created for a purpose and we are here. We did not go into Europe and try to run them over any time. We don't do nothing in Europe. And because you know, we are such gentle and mild people. They decide they can do all of this to us, but they don't really understand. They don't really understand. When they think that they have it all bugged up and all right, they're going to find out that something else is coming that they gonna have to deal with. All right. Language, probably allowed Sapien dominate and eliminate Neanderthal, null and void. Now, this cycle that I just read to you, it has to do with these white people who convert themselves into what is called Cro-Magnon. Okay? And right now, as I am speaking to you, these white people are expanding their delusion on the African people so that we will never understand nothing. It doesn't matter how educated you are. You still won't understand their you know, their tricks. But right now, they are working on creating the barrier for us to know what has taken place 100,000 years ago. Right? And as far as I can observe, nobody within my circle, I don't hear anybody digging into this, but I'm telling you, it is for real, and there are a lot of things to be uncovered by these white people you see there, right? When it really begin to come down on them from all different corners, they're going to find out that, you know what, they were not clever enough. Because for them to come and talk about, this is their community standard. America belongs to them. It's their country. They are so proud. These honest fucking white people, they can say they go everywhere we settle down since 100,000 years. And it's theirs. You imagine that? They couldn't be satisfied with anything less. And they're telling us to our faces that they are going to reconstruct our sexuality. They are telling us to our faces. And we are dumbed down to the point where we're not hearing them. We're not hearing them. No. And Christmas and Easter is fine. I want them to hear what I'm saying. I don't want them to turn off my mic because I'm not out there bothering anybody. I am on the air and everybody should have a right to express themselves, right? Yeah. Why try to abridge my freedom of speech when I am talking about the world history textbook and the Bible? Now, come on with your argument and show what you have claimed to. You see what I mean? And if you get burned up by my facts, well, you deserve it. Deserve it. Because it must have taken me a long time to get here. Yes, it did. It took me a long time. Because you know what? I remember quite a few years ago where I lived. And when certain type of information is going on in my head and I'm looking at, you know, the social enterprise of the society, And it was a very, very interesting thing that was actually removing my attitude and my acceptance away from this Christmas and an Easter resurrection society where no truth lie there. But these evolution homosexuals, they don't have anything else to do. They don't have, this is the greatest thing they have to do. You know, it's like they can read now and everything like that. They got every single thing from us. And like I was saying, why didn't they come to America and establish something? All 100,000 years ago, why didn't they come to America? America is not the only place they take away. How much more places they take away? I mean, they take away all the places that we came from Africa and settled. And it took them all those hundreds of years to develop a talking culture, right? As they continue to fuck body, right? That's the culture that they didn't build any other culture. So everything that they're having now, I talk about, they have courthouse and all the things that they are doing, they didn't do none of that in 3.5 million years. None of that they didn't do. So why they come now and make us want to think that they are civilized like us? It's simply because they got the blood from our ancestors, the Elohim hybrid blood that produced people like them who are clever and smart. And now they're not saying that they belong to the hominid anymore. They are saying that they are Homo erectus now. Imagine that. Now, they're not going to get away with that. As long as I live, they can't prove that they are sapien. And if they want to become sapien, they will have to tell the truth. What they do to become sapien. Because none of us didn't become hominid. We never become hominid. So if they became sapien, they did something. They are the one that did it to us and turn around and take away everything we have. They're this clever, but they are criminal with that kind of a blood that they have, a rhesus blood and hybrid blood, the blood of the gods. That's what they have doing the kind of thing. They go up on the moon, right? They go to Mars and everything, right? Or they get shot down out of Mars, otherwise they were going up to Mars to colonize and fuck it down with their body hole. That's what they want to do, and they want to look at us like we ain't nobody, but they are everything, and we don't have the truth to even fling it in their faces. They are making up a world that is so high and dainty. Yeah. It's not going to happen. Can she Trump? Yeah, the amount of African wealth that Trump has in his pocket, nobody not thinking about that. But what I want to tell you is that you better know these white people and who they are. Know who they are, right? And when you have people out there well qualified to tell the truth, no, they have to go up there and talk wishy-washy. Talking about the African people, they're so wishy-washy. You see? They're afraid of these folks. For me, I don't have anything to be afraid of them for. You know? So that's the way it works out. I never run after money. I am not afraid of anybody. I live respectful and follow the kingship code of life the gods give to us that the Sumerian began to tell 6,000 years ago, and they are known today as the first civilized people. So follow that law of kingship and nothing else. It is kingship right now. But if we don't know, we'll allow these fucking asshole white people tell us to our faces that we will have to fuck us like them. Okay? Then when they talk about why they wanted to come to America, 457 years ago, why did they want to come here? Why they didn't come here long, long before? Because you talk about 457 years. That is since they overthrew the king in Italy. Imagine that. So why didn't they colonize Rome long before, even long before the Romans, the first African Romans found that place and changed this the little city. It was just a small little place. Maybe as big as the place that people go up there and go have a good time. Yeah, it's not a big place. The little city of Rome is not a big place, right? The point is, all the places that they go and overthrow and say they're mighty, this fucking stinking ass white people, that didn't do anything for 3.5 million years. When we come here, they didn't have no gift for us except to fuck us out. And now they are coming everywhere we are over the past 100,000 years. They coming now after they get, you know, do all what they can do and can read and can do this and do that. They coming after us now and show us what they can kick our ass and kick us out anywhere and kill us. You know, I mean, that's all they good at. Hiroshima, Nagasaki, and all these. All of these places, they're professional killers. But these guys are sick. Honest fucking white cultural people, them. And want to make us, sink us into their thing. Since they get the liberty now to have money and behave like they are even well more advanced than Africa. Africa match up to them. And look where are we coming from. It's ironical. That's what I'm saying. Nobody's not looking on this and saying, these guys didn't know nothing. They take it from us. And because they have our blood, they look like human, they sound like human beings. That is the story. Just a second. Yes. There is just one way to the pearly gates. And this kind of world that these white people say they're building up, if you don't read history, then you don't know where we're coming from. You have to read the history to know where we're coming from. And it's because that is not happening. They do us before we were able to read. And since this era is an era to teach us and they took over this era, we're not going to know unless we do it on our own. If you don't go read on your own, you're not going to find out anything. All right, let me read you some of this. What I want to show you is since 200,000 years ago, it is widely historic for people to know. But these white homosexual people, they have time to fix up our business and stop us from knowing, right? Now, I tell you, it's a special thing with me that I would read and try to understand. But it was not like it was easy. No, it was, you know, a whole bunch of bubbling and fumbling around. You know, I'm trying to understand. A lot of days I don't get nothing, you know, but I still had the mind. I used to chase after Jehovah's Witness people them when I am talking stuff to them and they don't want to hear it. They always run from me. Adventists and all these people were evangelized. I've been always seeing things that work against them, right? It's way, way, way beyond that. It's way beyond that. But a lot of people are out there that psychologically they are so blind, they are never going to see anything unless something really happened to them that set them on a trail to know, right? These sodomites, it's easy to just throw them out right now because they don't have no law that they are using and saving that we just don't know no better. They gotten it out of us. You see what I mean? But what is going to happen when AD and Adamani balloon bursts, right? And they don't have any more inflation, okay? With the Cleve bubble AD and Adamani in the year of our Lord, the Jesus with the 12 disciples and all these kind of muck that they have teaching people. You see what I mean? The four gospel of John and all that. You see, all of these things in there where don't make no sense. Three wise men. God begot a son and his son Jesus. And all of these things that they have done to the civilized people, it's time they take their lead and go back where they come from. Because the gods is not going to make them get away with it, you know. The gods play with anybody, even their own people at home. They don't play with people who don't keep the law. You see? You have to keep the law. The Sumerian people are Sumerian people that keep the law. And the judge must be a righteous judge. What I'm trying to tell you, these jackass white people, they found people that they can use and they do it. Now, we are to show that, you know what? You're not going to get away with it. You get to do it, but you're not going to get away with it. Because they have nothing to show. If you know the history, they cannot stand up in front of you. White people cannot stand up in front of you. It doesn't matter who they are. They cannot be too learned. You see, bring them all with their learning and touch the history and their origin. Who are they? They don't know. They can't even tell you. You see what I mean? The point is they are stopping my mic. I can tell you that you know, we are just one step away from getting it right. We just need to start stepping in the right direction. All right? These white people, their game is to use the Bible and borrow from having sense. So the point is, it's up to us to get a wink of what they're doing and stop behaving like they're a part of us. We going to have to go on our own because these white people, first of all, not supposed to be among us, close to us, right? But they have set up a scheme, whereas, oh, we accept them as homosexual. You know, like it's all right. I mean, and they convince us of some God in the Bible make them. Yeah, the God in the Bible is not our God. These beers that couldn't talk. How do they come to talk? Think about that. and why we are going into their, what they call, courthouse and hospital and all this kind of stuff. Think about that. Yeah, they have worked the trick real well. But what I'm trying to tell you, there's a big gaping hole they're not filling up, right? Who they are, we have the history to tell us. The point is, if we are not afraid to hold our own, well, step out and hold your own. You see, because they are not the civilized blood taxonomy group. They don't belong to us. They are not supposed to associate with us in any kind of way. Okay? Especially when it comes to, like, sexually. These people are not supposed to be rubbing shoulders with you. You see? To talk about sexual pleasure with them? No, because their blood is killing you. Their blood, because they can't get rid of Reese's blood. Okay? It doesn't matter how they try to control anything. Their blood is not supposed to go into African people's veins. Not supposed to. You see? But since they have gotten so much done and they don't have any government bigger than them, I mean, it's a wonder why sodomite thieves and all they do is thief from us and kill us and we don't have another government but them. Because what? Africa gone into the cave over there. Africa gone into the cave after they sell us to them as slaves. They don't care nothing that these people write or say about us. Africa don't care one blast about that. So they now, after they've done the deed, they come back and write all kind of lies to cover up their tracks. So when I read to you, language probably allowed sapien, mean us, that language probably allowed sapien eliminate Neanderthals. Now, that's what these sodomite white people are saying. They say we are the ones that caused the extinction of Neanderthals. Neanderthal is our subgroup. You get that? We are the subgroup of wise sapien species. Now, since they interbreed up with the Neanderthals about some 18,000 years and lose their monkey face and look like humans, they come now to totally confuse us. Because if we don't read, we won't know. So we are easily confused, like, oh, they give us the Bible, like Malcolm X was in prison, and they convert him with the Bible and make him Muslim. This is what they have over us, right? So what they are doing now with this crossbreeding that they do with our species and destroy us, they want us to not know who Neanderthals are. That's what they're doing right here. Why I'm saying to you now, we are the first one to talk and be uncivilized and be, you know, as civilized people, the hybrid people with the gods and the sapien blood, right? Since they, the subgroup of the hominid, Homo erectus, they are the one who raped our ancestor and raped the Neanderthals and hold them hostage for some whole bunch of thousands of years until they make some remarks about how the interbreeding worked well between the Homo erectus and the Neanderthals. Now, they don't realize that, you know, language police is going to catch them. Because when they're talking about how the Homo erectus interbreed well with the Neanderthals, they feel good about it. Because they are telling us that Neanderthal come from some other kind of a breed or species. And they're not realizing that the World History textbook tells very, very clearly that Neanderthals is a subgroup of the wise sapien. Has nothing to do with monkey primates. None at all. Our species don't come from the primates. But they want us to think that. But hey, we have the right thing here, baby. The World History textbook. The only authority that we have that tells us about every living civilized thing we need to know. And they can talk all their nasty, faggot, sodomite thing as much as they want. Go to them chapel, go worship the Pope and stuff like that. And go away and start marrying. You know when they started to marry? It's way in the AD and Adam and the time. Once they come and take us, take away everything we have, you know, from the Roman, you know, takeover in Rome. And here we are, right? So now they have us telling us anything they want to tell us, we don't know no better. And they get to tell us now that is when our species came along that, you know, our language power, you see, it is what caused the Neanderthals to be extinguished, like conflict between us and them. Imagine, we're talking about our species subgroup, our brother, Neanderthals, and they want to tell us like no, Neanderthals don't have nothing to do with we, and we come from the same species. You think about all these sick, these when you talk about, United States, you know, since when you have president a rule over United States, it's just within the time of 457 years ago. What was going on before? You see, Africa government was kingship that ruled the world. You read in the Bible where God said, you know, them are taking things out from history and write it in the Bible about God say, you know, to say to Adam, you know, be fruitful and multiply and rule over all things. You read that in Genesis. That was the first chapter, going into the second chapter, right? And tell you on what day God make the people, and tell them to have dominion over everything. Now these white people take that over and give it to their sodomite God in Bible, that them are talk about. So they take everything that we have and make up their own thing. And supply themselves with something they get from us. This is what is happening. And so they come to be talking and being clever and challenge us, and we turn fool. They turn us fool, right? From 100,000 years ago, you see, and all of these honest fucking that they've been going on with, and not just that alone, because they're having hatching up a lot of children, you see, with the African people. And like I said to you, that is something even in the Bible, when they depict who is Gentile and who is Jews. The African people in the Bible is the Jews, right? And the Israelis. How did they come to be Jews and Israelis today? And not the African people. After they do the war 66 AD to 70 AD, how did they become, who they said the African people were? Even who Jesus was. He was a Hebrew man. Now they changed the Hebrew man into a European man now, today. And we don't pay no attention to that. All right. They are blaming us. Say, we are the cause of why the Neanderthal extinct. So you imagine that? They're blaming us. But they become part of us when they interbreed and get our blood and start talk and get
educated and everything. I mean, like, never they could 3.5 million years ago. They never have anything. So what I'm trying to say, they come turn Cro-Magnon and talking like they are real human beings, smart and everything. Now, they just push us one side now because we turn fool now because of the blood that they put inside our system. Over all these years, our brain, you know, ebb. Until here we are today, a lot of educated people. You can go there and become the greatest, you know, I mean, scholar in university. But guess what? You can't rule because white people are going to rule over you. That's how they set it up. They're going to rule over you. Whether you're a doctor or whatever, they are all going to control you. If you don't get the truth and start to control yourself, that's what they are going to do all the time, and they're not going to give it up. You see, you will have to use principality and push them out like the jet stream. Push out the force that is coming, the wind that is coming to blow you away. You see what I mean? All right. Nothing don't go like what they say, but you have got to develop your sense, read the history, and find out. And it will be easy to mind our own business like that. But now they are controlling us. You see. So I am on the network where they are, you know, trying to, like, push me away, you know, and prevent me from saying what, you know, I need to say. They can't show that I'm breaking any law because we are the people who possess where we are. They come and tell us it's not us. Well, I tell you what, there's more to come. When they try to put us against our own species, they try to put us against our own self as we are here locally. That's what they do. You see, we don't even have regard for each other. We don't even know our relative ethnic group. We don't know that. We don't know. We don't care because they destroy our brain, our cerebellum. If you don't know something is wrong with us, well, you know what? We know when something's wrong with me because, you know what, I'm up to the truth. And I don't want no other experience. I don't want to come up and tell nobody foolishness and stuff like that. I don't have no delight in those things. So now, hear this. In civilized world history, Sumerian, Mesopotamia history, represent that the human realm existence consisted of two parent ancestors. That's what the history show. Humanity. Human realm. The human realm. Existence consisted of two parent ancestors. So it's only two kind of human being exist. It doesn't matter what crossbreeding you do. It's still going to be two species that head up human existence. The uncivilized and the civilized. Plain and simple. All right. So it goes on to say, they are first one, ape hominid, to two wise sapien species. That is the second species, the hominid and the sapien. Hominid species and sapien species. The paragon story of the species, the sapien species. Sapien species, the paragon story of species. must be stated in anthropic and parochial narrative. There is no other civilized species but the sapient species. It cannot be represented as fictional myth. The hominid species is not fictional, but because they went out of the way and ceased to be who they are as a species, now they are misrepresenting who they are, because we don't know who they really were. You can't see them because they undergo biological changes with the underbreeding thing. Okay? All right. Humans are afraid in the sense that they do not understand their power. Thus, we might overreact against perceived threats or destroy through ignorance. Yes. Yes, true threats are be destroyed through ignorance. The wandering bands of storytelling species, sapiens were the most important and most destructive force the animal kingdom had ever produced. P62. Language probably allow sapiens to dominate and eliminate Neanderthals. That's not true. Not proven true in history. These sodomites who interbreed up with the Neanderthals just don't want the world to know that. And other human species, even though any given Neanderthal individual was stronger and smarter, language and social organization made it easier for groups of sapiens to dominate Neanderthals via collective action. Aside, read this fascinating paper on how groups facing extinction, for example, competition from other groups, will cooperate at much higher level than groups not facing extinction, not facing existential threats. And there is a great description of why sapiens are tribal and how to overcome tribalism in the name of a nation tolerance. Language allowed abstract thought, planning, storytelling, and deeper social relations
all of which drove forward the cognitive revolution and dominance of our species. Gossip made it easier to control bad behavior. The value of a maximum anthropological unit is based on the fact that most people can neither intimately know nor gossip effectively about more than 150 human beings. There's more. These are not the kind of things that I agree with, though some little truth may be in what they say, but the essence of what they are saying here is really about lying and keep the world corrupt. Take what you can get out of what you get and see, whether or not, you can help to better yourself by electing the type of information you want to see you have lined up as reality for yourself. It's the history that we must depend on. And at the rate that we get information from all kind of different angles, some of which we use them to better communicate to people who don't really get themselves grounded yet, right? So certain things may help to guide you. And basically, it's the reason why I'm here and I'm talking to you. And may you be blessed and that you will die in peace, okay? Take good care and talk to you later.
Do. Start to fall.